All right. We're very happy now to have just a couple minutes here. Chael Sonnen, the UFC star. He's here to talk about UFC Fight Pass, a brand new thing, and he's going to give one of those away. We'll talk about that in just a second. But, Chael, I know yesterday I saw you on everybody's favorite network, TMZ, talking about how Silva is the worst fighter in the UFC. You're just fed up with him not signing a contract, right?
Yeah, and not just in the UFC. He's the worst fighter in the history of the UFC. And, you know, when I say that, it always sounds like I'm insulted. These are his numbers. There's never been a guy in the UFC with as horrible of a record as he has to stay employed. And, you know, I don't wish the guy unemployed. I don't like the guy. I don't want him to lose his job. But he sucks, and he's got to stop with the act.
Well, Chael, let me ask you this. Because I'm more of a neophyte here. How does a guy who sucks last this long?
You know, he's got a good draw. He's got a good presence. He's got a good fan base. And he's pretty fun to watch. And that includes for me. And I'm his nemesis. But I will admit that he's an exciting guy to go out and watch. He wants to do well. He goes out and he tries hard. He's just not good at the sport.
All right, fair enough. Now, most of the UFC guys I've ever interviewed, they always wanted to start off as something else, a boxer, a football player, a wrestler, and the sport kind of found them. Is that true for you, or did you always have your sights set on something like this?
I always had my sights set here. I was a wrestler growing up, and the whole point of wrestling was to find out who the toughest was. If you were the Olympic champion in wrestling, you were the baddest dude in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that all changed in 1993 when the UFC came out. Now it became, well, okay, the toughest guy in the world is whoever is the UFC champion. So that was always my pursuit. It was in my genes, I guess. I came from a family of wrestlers, my father, my uncle, my cousins. Everybody wrestled. So once we saw that, we realized, oh, hey, we're looking at this all wrong. We got to go after the UFC title as opposed to the Olympic championship.
All right, now we just have a couple minutes here. I want to make sure we get this in. UFC Fight Pass is this new digital subscription service, and I know you're going to give one away today. Can you just talk a little bit about how that is? Because I'm sure the fans are excited about this.
Well, if I was to compare it to something the fans might be familiar with, it'd be like Netflix. Netflix, 24 hours a day, you can log on from anywhere. You can get an internet connection and watch content. You can watch movies and original programming and all that good stuff. We're the same way. We're our own network now. We'll be up 24 hours a day online, and we will have our own programming, stuff that you can't get on Fox or Fox Sports 1 or ESPN or anywhere else. You can only find us at UFCFightPass.com. And it seems we're ahead of the curve. It seems like a lot of the world is going over to digital, as they say. So that's what we're doing, and it's awesome, exciting for our fans, and we're just getting the word out.
All right, I got time for one question here. The worst you've ever been nailed and the worst injury you've ever inflicted?
You know, I don't know that I've done injuries, and I've been fortunate. I haven't really had any injuries. You know, maybe a broken bone here or there, but nothing extreme. The worst I've ever been hit, though, I was hit in England. I was fighting a guy in England named Damian Maya, and he hit me so hard, I didn't really know where I was. It was one of those deals, but the flight to get home, I'm in Westland, Oregon, the flight to get home was the next day, and I had a layover in Atlanta, and then I caught the plane to Portland, Oregon. It wasn't until the next day in Atlanta when I finally got, you know, full feeling back and my feet and my hands and everything. He hit me that hard, and I don't think I'll ever forget that.
All right, Chael, unfortunately I'm out of time. Thank you so much. We're going to give away that fight pass right after the break. Call 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. Best of luck. I hope you get your fight with Silva, buddy. We'll talk to you again down the road.
I appreciate it. I hope I talk to you longer. This was quick.